high cost of education, not for students, but for teachers. As teachers get ready for the school year, a lot of your kids probably heading back to school pretty soon. Well, teachers will spend $1.6 billion across this country of their own money for back-to-school supplies for their students. That is nearly $500 for each teacher out of pocket. Just a reminder of how much we expect of our teachers and, frankly, how much they give. That is just one sacrifice that teachers make. Salary for a lot of teachers is another. Between 1999 and 2013, the average salary of a teacher dipped 1.3%, down to $56,383 a year. That's on average. So even taking inflation into account, teachers working 14 years ago made more than teachers today. That is making it harder and harder to recruit the best of the best to teach our children. A few weeks ago, I asked Education Secretary Arne Duncan about this, and he admitted this is a problem.
No one goes into education to become a millionaire. They want to help. Mm-hmm. But you shouldn't have to take the vow of poverty either.
Right.
So you have places that are doing different things. Denver's done some interesting things with their teacher's contract, where great teachers can be master and mentor teachers and give more. And sort of respecting teachers as leaders and empowering them, that's a great way to both attract and retain.
Danny Kofsky joins me now. He was a teacher. He's the author of How to Survive and Perhaps Thrive on a Teacher's Salary. Thank you for being here.
Hey, Poppy. Thank you so much for having me on.
You heard what Secretary Duncan told me about empowering mm-hmm. teachers. But is the fact that teachers are just going to have to keep accepting lower salaries despite the importance of our job, of their job? Because every single family that I talk to that is struggling with poverty, living in poverty, trying to get out, tells me the answer is education. So shouldn't these be the people we're paying the most to?
Oh, well, as a former teacher and a wife that, you know, have a wife that's a teacher, absolutely. But I think a lot of times, too, with the economic picture, where we had furlough days. A few years ago, my county here in Georgia, while I was teaching, we had 10 furlough days. So sometimes there's a little things that are kind of out of our control as teachers and just new schools. And then when the economy takes a nosedive, then it affects our salaries. I know here in Georgia, it seems like a lot of the things are on the uprise in many counties. So hopefully the paychecks will start going up in years to come.